be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you ever had the experience of being in an airport or in a shopping mall or in a store, and a little child gets lost, and suddenly that little child, he or her, is screaming from the top of their voice, "Mama, Mama!" And you right away know this child has a crisis. And everybody around stops, and most people run towards that little child to see what they can do, and especially any mother runs immediately to that little child. Well, and everybody wants to help. And that is a good picture of what God is like. God does not come to us in our strength, and because we're good, we are never as near to God as when we are weak. Saint Teresa of the Little Flower said, "How sweet it is to know that I am weak." I wonder how many of us can say that. How sweet to know it is that I am weak. Because when I come to God in my weakness, God cannot refuse me. What a lovely way to put things. God cannot refuse me. And then we have the lovely story of the blind man today, Bartimaeus. Interesting, because often we focus just on one line and forget the other lines. And there he is, lying on the side of the road, begging. We don't know how long he has been there in that condition. We don't really know. And this is his big chance. And he says to somebody, "Who's passing? What's the reason for all the crowd?" Somebody says, "It's Jesus of Nazareth." And so in his weakness, he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." That's a powerful prayer. If you can pray that from the heart, you'll move God. He cannot refuse to answer that. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And then you might have missed the disciples and the crowd following Jesus because of his popularity at that time say, "Oh, keep silent, shut up." Can you identify with that? Shut up. They don't want him to come near Jesus. Did that remind you of anything? If you really think about it, do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of this week, just the last few days, a synod of bishops finished in Rome. They've been there for the last month, for the whole of October. And the previous synod of bishops, I think, which took part 2 or 3 years ago, when they were there the last time in Rome, they spent most of the time arguing, and some very heated arguments among themselves, who was worthy and who was not worthy. Huh? Who was worthy and who was not worthy? Thank God the people who said everybody is worthy, I think, came out on the top. But was it put into practice? I don't know. Go back again to the blind man. Bartimaeus comes to Jesus. Strange, Jesus never said, "Do you go to the temple every Saturday?" Huh? No. "Are you in a first marriage?" No. "Are you separated? Are you divorced? Are you gay?" How come? He never asked him anything. He just said, "What do you want me to do for you?" How lovely. "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, that I may see." Simple, simple. "Lord, that I may see." How beautiful. Now, it raises a question for us. What are my blind spots? I'm sure I have many, because I wouldn't be standing here today in front of you, and God would never have called me to be a priest if, as it says in the second reading this morning, I was beset with my own weaknesses. I'd have no business in standing here. And one little thing I often smile to myself at, a lot of people today say, there's a lot of anger out there. Why is it always out there? Huh? There's a lot of anger in here. Yep, a lot of anger in here. It's not always out there. And you must be willing to look at yourself. So, I don't know, if you're married or your husband or wife is still alive, have you ever said to them, "What are my blind spots?" Would you have the courage? Huh? Or to your family, you know, most of you have families. Have you ever said to your family, no matter how old they are, "What are my blind spots?" You might be uncomfortable, to put the least. That's one of the faults of being a priest. You have no woman to tell you, to straighten you out. No, seriously. A lot of us guys would be much better if we had some woman that grabbed us by the back of the neck and said, "Listen, But we haven't. No, unfortunately. So, and I can't, you know, today we're so, I don't know, we're divided in the church and we're politically divided. You know, what difference does it make really whether you're Republican or conservative or Democrat or liberal, whatever. We're all children of God, and God loves us as we are. So we need to get together. And can you see what's happening all around us? Can you put yourself for a moment in the position of some of those people in Pittsburgh this morning who are in the temple praying to the same God that you and I are praying to hear this morning? And somebody goes in there, what? Out of hatred. Out of hatred. And kills 11 people. Kills 11 people. Yes, there is a lot of anger. A lot of anger around. And you know, it's one of our blind spots today. I was reading earlier this morning something about the Yemen or Yemen, where people are literally by Saudi Arabia and other countries, and we are supplying the weapons, are being killed and starved to death. Starved. Little children dying of malnutrition. All. What are we doing? You know, how blind we have become to today. You know, you have to feel sad as what's happening, you know. And the hatred that is being sown all the time. Look at that man who was arrested earlier this week down in Florida, sending, you know, posting bombs to people who weren't on his side of the political agenda. Huh? It's awful. So don't, I want you to look into your own hearts this morning. Please, would you have the courage to come before the Lord this morning and ask him to heal you of your own blind spot? I need to do it, because I'm just like you. I know better, and hopefully no worse. I'm just like you. We all have to search your own heart. Search your own heart. And, you know, and repeat time and time again as you walk about, as you work at home, when you're at work, that beautiful prayer is one of the most powerful prayers you can ever pray. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. What a powerful prayer. God cannot refuse that. Amen.